The father of the man identified as the gunman in the Florida mass killings says he is extremely upset over the incident. The gunman killed 49 people early Sunday at a nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Over 50 others were wounded. Siddique Mateen says he has no idea why his son Omar Mateen carried out such an attack during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. "I do not know what caused this," the father said. "I did not know he had hatred in his heart." Siddique Mateen lives in Florida. He calls himself the revolutionary president of Afghanistan. He has been communicating with the Afghan people through video messages on his Facebook account. Mateen has appointed a cabinet for his revolutionary government. He also has been releasing orders and policy statements on his Facebook page. Mateen placed a message on Facebook hours before his son attacked the gay nightclub. In it, he spoke to those he called the revolutionary people of Afghanistan. He said they have the ability to arrest the Afghan president, the Afghan National Security Advisor, and Zalmay Khalilzad, the former U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. In his video messages, Siddique Mateen is critical of the government of Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. He said that his revolutionary government will help Afghans get rid of the war and corruption and will guarantee a prosperous Afghanistan. In a video message Saturday, Mateen criticized individuals inside the Afghan government who, he said, are plotting against the Afghan people. He accused the National Security Advisor, Mohammad Hanif Atmar, of helping the Islamic State group. In addition, he accused former President Hamid Karzai of leading the plans and activities of the Iran and Pakistan-backed Taliban. Mateen traveled to Mexico in early June and sent messages to Afghans from a cruise ship. Before leaving, he said he was on an official trip. A VOA reporter spoke with an individual who did not want to be identified. The person said Siddique Mateen launched an organization called Durand Line Jirga for political and financial purposes. Mateen organized a gathering of Afghans a few years ago in Northern Virginia. A number of people objected because he pursued his own political agenda, one person not wishing to be identified told VOA. He wanted to establish contacts with U.S. officials and congressmen, the person said. Mateen spoke to NBC News about his son's actions. "This has nothing to do with religion," he said. "We are saying we are apologizing for the whole incident. We are not aware of any action he is taking." He added that his son was enraged when he saw two men kissing a few months ago in Miami. Afghan President Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah have strongly condemned the Orlando nightclub attack. "Targeting civilians is not justifiable under any circumstances whatsoever," Ghani said. Abdullah said, "Terrorism and terrorists, as foes of human beings, are not representing any faith, religion, ethnicity, or race." I'm Mario Ritter.